This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and Nancy Pelosi, the liberal House Democratic leader from San Francisco, will remain the leader of the House Democrats. Pelosi had a challenge in her leadership elections today after the painfully disappointing results for Democrats on Election Day. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan told House members it was time for new blood and new leadership after the election of Donald Trump and the disconnect Democrats seem to have with many of their former voters in places like Ohio. But Pelosi hangs on. Amber Phillips, reporter for The Washington Post's Fix blog, joins me now. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
134-63. Not close. Nancy Pelosi wins handily, but 63 members voting against her is a lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's a not insignificant number is the way I kind of describe it. Nancy Pelosi had said throughout this week, oh, I'm going to get two-thirds of, you know, about 200 House Democrats votes. You know, one reporter mistakenly asked her the other night, oh, so you're planning to get three-quarters of the votes. You still hold to that? And she poked her head back out of the House chamber. She said, no, two-thirds. So she kind of knew where her support was at. She got just about exactly two-thirds. But as my colleague Paul Kane notes, he's down on the Capitol covering these leadership votes, this is the highest percentage of votes against her that she's ever faced. This is, quite frankly, her most serious leadership challenge.
So Tim Ryan is from Ohio. What was his message to Democrats here? He's from a working class district. Many of those voters in a place like Tim Ryan's district may have voted for Donald Trump and maybe sent a message that a new style of leadership was necessary for House Democrats here. Why did so many people support him?
Yeah, so his message was less about style or new ideas, quite frankly. He really didn't give a lot of new ideas that were different from Nancy Pelosi's. It was more, hey, we're losing as a party. House Democrats in Congress have spent, I think it was all but four of the past 22 years in the minority. A majority of the time Nancy Pelosi has been leader for the past 12 years, they've been in the minority. The minority in Congress is not a fun place to be. You really don't get to do anything. And Tim Ryan's message was just, listen, if the status quo we have right now isn't working, why don't we change? He didn't really, that I heard him say, express much beyond let's change. But that was his main message. Like, why don't we just try something different? This isn't working with Nancy Pelosi as our head.
So it's interesting that Tim Ryan didn't articulate too much of a different message at a time where Democrats who saw the strength of Bernie Sanders' candidacy in their own primary are struggling with this apparent disconnect, right, of their politics with union voters, blue-collar voters who used to vote Democrat. But here's Nancy Pelosi, who is also represents an important part of the Democratic coalition, liberals, women, and so there's that tension
Democrats.
There.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and I think it highlights how little one member of Congress, even a really important member like the House Democratic leader, can do to help Democrats get out of this rut they're in. I think the Democratic Party as a whole is really unsure about which direction to go to try to win back the voters in Tim Ryan's district that went for Donald Trump. And I think this is a reflection that they just don't have answers right now. You know, part of the reason that House Democrats have been in such a funk and have been in the minority for so long and really no way out of it anytime soon isn't because of Washington. It's because of redistricting, which plays a large part in how members of Congress, the political makeup of members of Congress. And most of redistricting happens in the states.
That's right. And Nancy Pelosi has a very good case to make to members that she's not losing. The gerrymander is beating them. And she also raises a ton of money for them. That can't be ignored. Amber Phillips,
exactly,
reporter for The Washington Post Fix blog. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.